And we've got Colette Delgado. She's doing chest pain screenings throughout the course of the festivities today. Colette, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Well, a lot to talk about with you. I mean, I was walking by the booth earlier, was reading some of the literature that you have at your booth as well. And I know there are a lot of different things you certainly want to go over. What kinds of things are you doing here at the fair today?
Well, today we're just trying to make people aware of the signs and symptoms of heart attack. Men and women's signs are different. Women typically just feel like they have the flu, they're nauseous, more tired, where men will get that left arm pain, the heaviness in the chest, and people also get jaw pain, pain between their shoulder blades, and a lot of times people ignore their symptoms, and that leads to a full-blown heart attack. So we're just encouraging the community to pay attention, seek out treatment with your physicians, and always advocate for yourself.
Now, you're handing out what really kind of look like bookmarks, but they are facts and there's some did you knows in there as well. So what are some of the early symptoms?
Well, we always encourage people to, you want to have a healthy blood pressure of 120 over 80, get some exercise, good cholesterol levels of 170. And there's certain things that you can change about your habits, but there's other things like family history that you can't. So, you know, when you have a family history, you always want to be aware and you know, things like getting pressure in your chest, but it goes away when you sit down and relax. That could be a symptom that tells you you probably should seek some treatment and maybe talk to the doctor. Other times that people just will be short of breath or they might pass out. And again, you always just want to seek treatment, make sure that it's nothing serious, because waiting too long causes damage to your heart.
You know, I've got the Did You Know bookmark right here in front of me. It says some of the early symptoms, nausea, pain that travels down one or both arms, in addition to that, fatigue, anxiety, jaw pain, always seemed like a fascinating one to me. So what kind of jaw pain should be concerning?
Well, typically people just think they have a bad tooth. And okay. If you have that jaw pain, especially if it is radiating up from your neck, that it doesn't hurt to get checked out.
Okay. And then when it comes to back pain, I thought that was fascinating as well. Well, what kinds of back pain should be concerning?
Well, sometimes it's just pain right between your shoulder blades, and most people blow it off as a pulled muscle, but it can actually be a sign of a heart attack.
And I've heard this one, feeling of fullness, because oftentimes some heart attacks can be triggered by something that feels like is right down in your stomach as well,
yeah,
correct?
Some people have abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, and they, you know, attribute that to something they ate or maybe food poisoning, but that feeling of fullness that doesn't go away. A lot of times people think, oh, I belch and it'll get better. But that's, if it's still lasting, you want to get it checked out.
And the statistics are something that certainly shouldn't be ignored. I mean, on the sheet here, heart disease caused approximately one of every four deaths in the United States. So there are a lot of stats here that are very alarming.
Yeah, here in Lorain County alone, between 2015 and 2017, cancer was the number one at 22% of all deaths, followed in a close second with heart disease at 21%. And in all of Ohio, actually heart disease passes the cancers in all deaths at a 23% rate.
Wow, those are some alarming statistics, no question about that. Now, Colette, here at the health fair, you are doing chest pain screenings, correct? Is that what you're doing?
Well, I'm actually just sharing education with the public because University Hospitals in Elyria, well, actually majority of the University Hospitals have just recently received the chest pain accreditation, which comes from the American College of Cardiology, which basically states that we have done process improvements to treat the cardiac patients efficiently and continue to do process improvements so that we're doing the best for our cardiac patients. So I'm also sharing about hands-only CPR because a lot of times it's hard when people haven't been officially trained, and the newer guidelines show that there's enough oxygen in your blood that if you just keep it circulating, you give a patient a better chance of surviving.
Wow. Okay. Very interesting. Now, this has got to be a lot of fun for you, being out here with the Chronicle-Telegram, WEOL staff passing through and getting this kind of education. So when you have a few staff members pass by the booth today, what kinds of questions do you want them to ask you?
Ask if they have, you know, if there are symptoms and they're concerned about whether or not it's worth seeking, you know, a physician's advice. I mean, we're always going to encourage it. Sometimes people are asking just like, where do I place my hands when I'm doing the CPR? And can I do it wrong? Can I hurt the patient? I mean, you're never going to do it wrong. And you can always just give them a better chance of surviving by trying to keep things circulating.
Okay, simply put, well, again, you'll be here until 6 o'clock tonight, right?
I will.
All right, so a couple hours left on the shift, and I'm sure you'll get a lot of interesting questions along the way. Colette, thank you so much for stopping by the booth today. Thank you very much.
Thank you.